Welcome to Your Catholic Corner. I'm your show host, Julie South. Peace be with you. Your Catholic Corner helps Catholics spiritually prepare for each upcoming Sunday's Mass starting midweek each week. You can listen to Your Catholic Corner at yourcatholiccorner.com. Today, we're uncovering the biblical gems hidden in the books of the Acts of the Apostles, Paul's letter to the Galatians, and more from the Gospel of John. In Catholic speak, we're in the seventh Sunday of Easter in year B, and this is more properly known as Pentecost Sunday. The format for today's show is to look at what connects the three Bible readings being read on Pentecost Sunday so we can better understand why these specific three passages have been selected by the Church. Then we'll have a quick look at what was going on in the world at the time they were written, which will help give us a bit of context and history. We'll pray these three passages together, and then I'll share my reflections, what God is saying to me, and how I understood God's personal nudge to me. Remember that when two or more of us are gathered in Jesus' name, like we are here and now with you and me, He is here with us. Today, we're reading from the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 5, verses 16 through 25. That is the short version of what's available for us today. And John's Gospel, chapter 15, verses 26 and 27. And then chapter 16, verses 12 through 15. Again, those are the short versions. But before that, a quick word about Your Catholic Corner. Just in case this is your first time here, regardless of where you are on your spiritual journey, whether you've only just heard of that man called Jesus, you're new to Catholicism, or you're a cradle Catholic, my prayer is that Your Catholic Corner will help bring God's Word to life in your heart through insights, reflections, and practical applications that help deepen your relationship with God. Every Thursday, we'll start preparing for Mass by uncovering the richness hidden in each Sunday's Bible readings, from Old Testament prophecies to Gospel parables. I invite you to join me and the parishioners of the Cathedral of the Blessed Virgin Mary in Hamilton, New Zealand, sponsors of Your Catholic Corner, so that together we can hear God's Word and echo Samuel. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Now, let's get back to today's show. Let's have a top-level look at the biblical typology we have happening with these three readings. Remember, typology refers to when a person, event, or a thing, usually from the Bible's Old Testament, foreshadows someone or something or an event in the New Testament. What we have this coming Sunday are three Bible passages highlighting the connection between the Old Testament and the New Testament through the work of the Holy Spirit. The event of Pentecost in Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 through 11, symbolizes the new constitution of the Church through the gift of the Holy Spirit. And then in Galatians chapter 5, we have the emphasis on the transformational work of the Holy Spirit in believers' lives. And that in turn enables them to bear the fruit of the Spirit. And then finally, in John's Gospel, chapter 15, it highlights the role of the Holy Spirit in testifying to the truth of Jesus and guiding believers. So that means you and me, us, in understanding His teachings. Look Looking a little deeper into each of today's three passages that we're praying together, let's start with Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 11, where it describes the event of Pentecost, where the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles in the form of fiery tongues. This event took place 50 days after the resurrection of Jesus. It marks the end and the goal of the Easter season and is considered to be the official birthday of the church. It highlights the presence of devout Jews from different nations who had gathered in Jerusalem for the Jewish harvest festival of Pentecost. These laws from multiple regions who spoke different languages. The miracle of speaking in different languages symbolizes the reversal of the confusion of the tongues at the Tower of Babel, and it signifies the universal nature of the church. According to the Political Theory Network website, this passage from Acts raises questions of ethnicity, of language, and of diversity. It challenges the notions of blending cultures and celebrates the diversity that exists within the early Christian community. Now, if we were to stop and think about it right here, right now, it's paralleled today, I think. When you're at Mass this coming Sunday, have a look at the people in your parish. How varied and different are they? How multicultural are they? How has Pentecost from way back then come and is evident to us today when we're at Mass? In St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, so we're at the second passage today, it was written to address issues relating to the observance of Jewish laws and the Christian concept of salvation by faith. This is because there were conflicts back then about whether adherence to Jewish laws was necessary for salvation. And then finally, in John's Gospel passage from John chapters 15 and 16, they're part of what Jesus said to his disciples before he was crucified. Here, he's talking about the coming of the Holy Spirit as the advocate or the helper. Jesus promises that the Spirit will guide them into all truth and to testify about him. Just one thing here, Spirit is a capital S, the Holy Spirit is what's being talked about. These conversations were because the disciples were all confused and scared about Jesus' impending departure and the uncertainty that they faced. They didn't know what was going to happen. Only Jesus knew this. Biblically, we have two Pentecost experiences being connected. The first Pentecost experience at Mount Sinai, and that's when the Hebrew nation was established and God's law was given. And then during the second Pentecost in Jerusalem, a new movement was being born with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit transformed the disciples. It filled them with boldness and their unshakable faith, attributes probably never seen before at Pentecost. The sound of the wind and the speaking in other languages attracted a large crowd, as you can imagine, which gave Peter the opportunity to preach about Jesus and the fulfillment of the prophecies. This led to lots of people accepting Jesus as their Savior. Imagine being there at that time. How powerful, how awesome would that have been? Now, let's pray these together. First reading is from Acts of the Apostles. When Pentecost Day came round, they had all met in one room, when probably they heard what sounded like a powerful wind from heaven, the noise of which filled the entire house in which they were sitting. And something appeared to them that seemed like tongues of fire. These separated and came to rest on the head of each of them. They were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak foreign languages as the Spirit gave them the gift of speech. Now there were devout men living in Jerusalem from every nation under heaven, and at this sound they all assembled, each one bewildered to hear these men speaking his own language. They were amazed and astonished. "Surely," they said, "all these men speaking are Galileans. How does it happen that each of us hears them in his own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, people from Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya around Cyrene, as well as visitors from Rome, Jews and proselytes alike, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them preaching in our own language about the marvels of God." This is the word of the Lord. A reading from Paul's letter to the Galatians. If you are guided by the Spirit, you will be in no danger of yielding to self-indulgence, since self-indulgence is the opposite of the Spirit. The Spirit is totally against such a thing, and it is precisely because the two are so opposed that you do not always carry out your good intentions. If you were led by the Spirit, no law can touch you. When self-indulgence is at work, the results are obvious: fornication, gross indecency and sexual irresponsibility, idolatry and sorcery, feuds and wrangling, jealousy, bad temper and quarrels, disagreements, factions, envy, drunkenness, orgies and similar things. I warn you now, as I warned you before, those who behave like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. What the Spirit brings is very different: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, trustfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There can be no law against things like that, of course. You cannot belong to Christ Jesus unless you crucify all self-indulgent passions and desires. Since the Spirit is our life, let us be directed by the Spirit. The word of the Lord. A reading from the Gospel of St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who issues from the Father, he will be my witness. And you too will be witnesses, because you have been with me from the outset. I still have many things to say to you, but they would be too much for you now. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will lead you to the complete truth, since he will not be speaking as from himself, but will say only what he has learnt. And he will tell you of the things to come. He will glorify me, since all he tells you will be taken from what is mine. Everything the Father has is mine. What is said, that is why I said, all he tells you will be taken from what is mine." The Gospel of the Lord. What was God saying to you? Remember that what God is saying to me might not be what God is saying to you, because he speaks to each of us differently. Here are my takeaways from the Bible passages that we have just prayed together. From Acts, be open to others. From that, talk to someone from a different background. This is part of what the Bible tells us about a time when the Holy Spirit let the apostles speak in languages they didn't know, so they could all talk to all sorts of people. We can do something similar by making a new connection with someone who comes from a different place or speaks a different language to us. When you are next sitting in the pews, say hi to the person next to you. Start up a conversation. And then from the second passage from Paul's letter to the Galatians, be kind and good. Do something nice for someone. This passage talks about living in a way that shows God's Spirit, like being loving, happy, peaceful, patient, and kind. Maybe this is as simple as letting someone go ahead of you at the supermarket, or giving your seat to someone on the bus or the train, or opening the door for someone. I know, sadly, that some women take offense to this, but know that this woman won't, and I'm not afraid to open the door for a man. So please be kind and good and do something nice for someone you don't know. And then finally, from John's Gospel, share your story. Tell someone what you believe by spreading the good word. Jesus says that the Holy Spirit will help people tell the truth about him. We can all do what Jesus said by telling a friend or family member about a time when you felt God helped you or was with you in your life. If that's a bit of a stretch too far right now for you, then maybe consider sharing your Catholic Corner podcast with them instead, so they can listen in their own time and let God's word touch them directly. I hope you found all of this interesting and helpful, and that this podcast helps you prepare and maybe even understand just a teeny tiny incy wincy dinky little bit better the Word of God and the Catholic faith. Thank you for spending the last 20 minutes or so of your life with God and me. If you enjoyed today's show, can you please help me spread God's word about your Catholic Corner? All you have to do is tell three people what you get out of listening to this podcast so that they hopefully can benefit in a similar way as well. Letting them know about it is really easy and it's free. Just invite them to visit yourcatholiccorner.com where they can listen and follow the show from there. It is free. It doesn't cost anything. Thank you. Wherever you are, I pray that God's glass of love overflows in your heart and your life, and that when you're ready, you're able to accept God's invitation to you to join him in Holy Communion at your local parish. And finally, I'd like to say thank you to the parishioners of the Cathedral of the Blessed Virgin Mary who helped me bring this podcast to you today. Peace be with you. This is Julie South signing off until next week. God bless.